Such the after Epiphany Christmas. The first reading from the first letter of St. John, chapter 5, verses 14 to 21. And we have this confidence in him that we, if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us in regard to whatever we ask, we know that what we have asked him for is ours. If anyone see his brother sinning, if the sin is not deadly, he should pray to God and he will give him life. This is only for those whose sin is not deadly. There is such a thing as deadly sin, about which I do not say that you should pray. All wrongdoing is sin, but there is sin that is not deadly. We know that no one begotten by God sin, but the one begotten by God he protects, and the evil one cannot touch him. We know that we belong to God, and the whole world is under the power of the evil one. We also know that the Son of God has come and has given us the discernment to know the one who is true. And we are in the one who is true, in his Son Jesus Christ. He is the true God and eternal life. Children, beyond your God again idols. The Gospel according to John, chapter 3, verses 22 to 30. After this, Jesus and his disciples went into the region of Judea, where he spent some time with them baptizing. John was also baptizing in Enon near Salim, because there were an abundance of water there, and people came to be baptized, for John had not yet been in prison. Now a dispute arose between the disciples of John and a Jew came about ceremonial washings. So they came to John and said to him, Rabbi, the one who was with you across the Jordan, to whom you testified, here he is baptizing and everyone is coming to him. John answered and said, no one can receive anything except what had been given him from heaven. You yourself can testify that I said, I am not the Messiah, but that I will send before him. The one who had the bride is the bridegroom, the best man who stands and listens for him rejoices greatly at the bridegroom's voice. So this joy of mine has been made complete. He must increase and I must decrease. Sharing of the reading, first the theme, we must avoid sins. Sin is the reason why Jesus came down from heaven to take away and to liberate people from its power. It is meant that people shall no longer be affected by sin. One heresy in the apostle time say, people should not worry about sin, because St. Paul said, the law enter in so that transgression might increase. But where sin increase, grace overflow all the more, so that as sin reign in death, grace also might reign to justification for eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. See letter to the Romans, chapter 5, verses 20 to 21. Today, reading concentrate on what relates to sin. In the first reading, St. John differentiated between the two sins, the sin that leads to death and the sin that doesn't. People can only pray for those who committed sin that doesn't lead to death. In the Gospel, John Baptist's disciple committed the sin of jealousy when they saw people coming to Christ more than to their master. John Baptist explained for them that they should not be zealous because of three following reasons. First, all power comes from God. Second, they must know themselves and the other to have inner peace. And lastly, they should be joyful when they see that God is glorified. Second analysis of the reading. First reading, the sin that leads to death and the sin that doesn't. First point, the condition for God to hear our prayer. First, God listens to our prayer when we ask what pleases Him. God listens to all of our prayer, but doesn't grant all of them, but only those who please Him. This is easy to understand because there are some prayer which only aim to satisfy the petitioner, or some prayer which ask God to destroy others, or prayer which ask God to behave against His nature. What people need to do when they pray is to conclude their prayer as the leprosy who prayed to Jesus yesterday, "If you wish, you can heal me." Only God knows what is good for people, and He is ready to give what is good for His children. Second, the sin that leads to death and the sin that doesn't. Though John mentioned the two sins, but he didn't clearly explain them. He said, if anyone sees his brother sinning, if the sin is not deadly, he should pray to God and He'll give him life. This is only for those whose sin is not deadly. There is such a thing as deadly sin, about which I do not say that you should pray. All wrongdoing is sin, but there is sin that is not deadly. According to the church teaching, there are only two sins that commit against the Holy Spirit are unforgivable. They are sin of despair and presumption. The sin of despair is committed by the one who doesn't believe God shall forgive his sin. The sin of presumption is committed by the one who believes that God shall forgive all of his sin without his contrition, confession, and compensation. If one prays that God should save people who committed the true sin, one asks God to violate His justice. He cannot save those who don't want to be saved. People can pray for them to repent when they are living. The second point. Two cases of people in the world. The next passage is difficult to understand. We must understand it in the context of his whole letter. First, John isn't mean that all faithful cannot commit sin, because in the first few verses, he already differentiated two kinds of sin, the sin that leads to death and the sin that doesn't. What he wanted to do here is to differentiate between two kinds of people, those who belong to God and those who belong to the world. St. John explained, we know that no one begotten by God sin, but the one begotten by God, he protects, and the evil one cannot touch him. We know that we belong to God, and the whole world is under the power of the evil one. To John, the world is the battlefield between good and evil. There are both those who belong to God and those who belong to evil in it. Those who belong to God can still sin due to the weakness of their flesh, but they are always conscious of their sin and want to reconcile with God through the sacrament of reconciliation. The devil cannot touch the people. Those who belong to the devil lost all their consciousness of sin. They don't consider anything is sinful. The people belong to the devil. Second, the gospel. Sin comes from human jealousy. Third point, the jealousy of John Baptist's disciples. John reported this event as following. After this, Jesus and disciples went into the region of Judea, where he spent some time with them baptizing. John was also baptizing in Aenon near Salim, because there was an abundance of water there, and people came to be baptized. For John had not been imprisoned. Now, a dispute arose between the disciples of John and a Jew about ceremonial washings. So they came to John and said to him, Rabbi, the one who was with you across the Jordan, to whom you testified, here he is baptizing and everyone is coming to him. John Baptist clearly explained the difference between his and Jesus' baptism at other place. His baptism is for the repentance of sin, while Jesus' baptism is for the forgiveness of sin and for sanctification by the Holy Spirit. His explanation should help his disciples to recognize that Jesus' baptism is much more important than his baptism. But his disciples were still zealous when they saw Jesus attracted more people than their master. Second point, the medicine for jealousy. John Baptist gave us three reasons to heal jealousy. First, all blessings come from God. John Baptist said, no one can receive anything except what had been given him from heaven. St. Paul also said that all gifts come from the same source, which is the Holy Spirit, for serving, not for boasting. Second, know oneself is the condition to have joy and peace. John Baptist was very peaceful because he knew himself and who Christ is, when he said, you yourself can testify that I said that I am not the Messiah, but that I was sent before him. He felt joyful when people came to Christ because it proved his mission is successful. John compared Christ as the bridegroom, people at the bride, and him at the best man. The one who had the bride is the bridegroom. the best men who stand and listen for him rejoices greatly at the bridegroom voice. So this joy of mine had been made complete. Third, he must increase and I must decrease. This must be John Baptist's way of life and should be for all who sincerely serve God. Our duty, like John Baptist, is to repair and to show the way for people to come to God, not using God's service to find power, fame, or material gain for individual satisfaction. When people came to God, we should be joyful because we completed our duty and ready to withdraw to ourselves. Application in life. Jesus came to the world to set us free from the power of sin and death. He established the sacrament of reconciliation to forgive all of our sin. We can still sin because of the weakness of our flesh. Every time we sin, we should view the sacrament of reconciliation to be forgiven. The most dangerous sin in our life is losing the consciousness of sin or believing that God shall save us without repentance. This is the sin that leads to death. Amen.